Unit 5. The Birdman of Alcatraz. 1. The story of Robert Stroud has been written many different ways. Some say he was a troubled boy from a broken home who accidentally killed someone. Others say he was a cold, vicious man, a murderer who should have been executed. Others fall somewhere in the middle. All of them agree on one thing, though. Robert Stroud is one of the most famous American criminals of all time. 2. Robert Stroud was 19 when he killed a man in a dispute over a dance hall girl in Juneau, Alaska. He was sentenced to 12 years at McNeil Island Prison in Washington State. Prison life was hard. After 2 years there, Stroud stabbed a fellow prisoner who had told the authorities Stroud was stealing food from the kitchen. 6 months were added to his sentence. In 1912, he was transferred to Leavenworth Prison in Kansas. 3. Stroud had received only a third-grade education. Some people thought he was stupid, including his cellmate, who was taking some correspondence courses. Stroud decided he would like to do the same. Within 3 years, he had received diplomas from Kansas State University in engineering, music, mathematics, and theology. Stroud was now prepared for his release in the near future. 4. In March 1916, shortly before he was to be freed, Stroud killed one of the guards. He had been very angry over not being able to see his brother, who had come all the way from Alaska to visit him. He was tried, found guilty, and sentenced to hang. Stroud's mother would not accept this. She petitioned President Woodrow Wilson and his wife. She impressed them with descriptions of her son's studies. Just 8 days before he was to hang, Stroud's sentence was changed to life in solitary confinement. 5. One day, Stroud found two baby birds in the exercise yard at Leavenworth. He raised them with the help of bird books. From that point on, his interest in ornithology became a passion. He bought some canaries, did experiments in canary diseases, and studied and wrote about his findings. After a while, prison officials tore down the wall between Stroud's cell and another empty cell to make more room for Stroud's canaries. He obtained laboratory equipment and studied chemistry, veterinary medicine, and bacteriology. 6. By 1931, Stroud was an expert on the care and raising of canaries. He corresponded with other bird lovers all over the world. He wrote some articles that were smuggled out of prison and published. In 1942, he published a book called Stroud's Digest of the Diseases of Birds. It was considered the best work in the field. Meanwhile, Stroud's work was making him very well known. Too well known. People began to ask for Stroud's release. This angered some prison officials. 7. In 1942, Stroud was transferred to Alcatraz. He was ordered to leave all his birds, his books, and other personal property behind. That personal property had amounted to quite a lot. It weighed 1,144 pounds and filled 5 containers. It included, among other things, 30 empty bird cages, 158 bottles, cans, boxes, and beakers of chemicals and laboratory equipment. There were about 250 bird magazines, over 20 books on chemistry and microscopes, and many other catalogs and medical books. There were 85 pounds of various seeds, 118 feeding dishes, and 22 birds. In prison on a rocky island in San Francisco Bay, Stroud was deprived of all of this. 8. He turned then to the study of law and wrote an unpublished book on federal prison reform. He became known as the Birdman of Alcatraz. He was the subject of newspaper and magazine articles, a book, and a movie. 9. The Birdman was kept in isolation for 42 years, longer than any federal prisoner in history. In 1959, in poor health but still seeking parole, he was transferred to the Federal Medical Center in Springfield, Missouri, where he died 4 years later. He had spent 56 years in prison.